Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green, here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, good morning. Once again, no, this is not Garden Mama. This is Mark Patrick Peaches sitting in for Garden Mama. She's taking the day off. So you've got Lance and I today. We should have a lot of fun. I hope she's not a nervous wreck, because when we do this, she's like, okay, y'all behave.
It's always testing.
It's testing.
There's always a little testing going on, making sure that we're doing our job here. And I promise you, we'll stay on task.
We definitely will.
It's that time of year, Peaches, where things are going to start browning up quick.
They are.
What do we do to prepare for that? I mean, what is our game plan? Because, you know, we've had the 100 degrees. It looks like we're going to have some hundreds this coming week.
Right.
But you know, it starts kind of easing up a bit. And our plants, how do we deal with that?
Well, you know, we kind of had a false fall there for, you know, a week.
A little head fake.
Even this morning, you know, it was like, whoa. So people get comfortable. You know, and they need to stay on top of it. It got dry fast.
It did.
Real fast. Mm-hmm. You know, get your watering under control. Pay attention. You know, don't set irrigation and walk away and expect that it knows what's going on with the weather, because it has no idea. Deep soaking is definitely important. And one of the number one things is, you know, Garden Mama mentioned this to me, knowing I would be here today, is when you fertilize, if you fertilize and don't water it in, it just lays there. It doesn't dissolve. So you've got to stay on top of making sure fertilizer is watered in well, not just throw it out there. Quick fixes or liquid feed, that's a great one. You know, I used to tell people it's like espresso. It works immediately. It works fast, but it doesn't last long. So you can supplement with a liquid feed. Keep cutting that grass high, because when it's hot, if you cut it too low, it's going to turn brown. There is no doubt about it. Anything that's starting to look weak, it might be a good time, you know, unless it's just ready for it to go, might be a good time to give it a little bit of fertilizer and kick it in the rear, get it going again. You know, I'm seeing a lot of that at home this year. There's a lot of all that wet and then sudden dry, a lot of annuals and, gosh, small shrubs and trees are really suffering from shock. You know, they were spoiled there for what? We had 3 weeks of rain almost every day. 2 weeks? I don't even remember. I lost track. We've already got some texts coming in.
Oh, it happens. They're waiting for you.
Yeah, they are.
The best listeners on the planet.
And yeah. Johnny Quest. That I saw a Johnny Quest from Trey in Grenada. I love Johnny Quest. It's a great show. And there's Paula from Dentville. Good morning, Mark and Lance.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm trying to Nellie, you enjoy your day off. Exactly.
Yeah, she's got her a day off lined up. And, you know, she is due for one of those.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't happen.
I was kind of late putting a post out last night. And I was, you know, like, surprise, Nellie's not here today. But you get me, you know.
Of course. And there's nothing wrong with peaches, Patrick.
All that in a bag of peaches, right? And you do know what today is, right?
Peaches Patrick Day?
No, it's National Peach Day.
National Peach Day. Well, we can celebrate that.
My brother informed me last night that it's actually National Waffle Day today, too.
Well, you have a McGriddle, so that's close.
I do. Yeah.
I mean, that's fairly close to a waffle, right?
Mr. Lance brought me a McGriddle, my favorite McDonald's breakfast, though.
Yeah, and it's the heavy duty.
Yeah, heavy duty.
It wasn't a cheapie. It wasn't like the McGriddle with just sausage.
No, it's everything on it. Right, right. Yeah. Everything.
If they could have put anything else on there, I might have had to have help bringing it in the door.
That's great. Things I'm noticing right now, you know, pre-emerge in the lawn, weeds, you know, chamber bitter. There's several different names for this little weed. It is just unstoppable. If you put pre-emerge down, it doesn't activate until you wet it. You know, you can't just throw it out there. You got to wet it in. So you need to keep up with that this time of year. Prune your fall, your summer bloomers back. You know, cut your lantanas back.
Is there
back.
Anything you can do with grass? If you have high traffic, you know, areas where you know that it's going to be used a lot during the winter, is there something you can do to boost any of the rooting at this point, or is it too late? Or, I mean, is there anything that can be done?
No, it's nothing. It's not too late.
It's not too late. What do we do? Because I've got enough grass left in the backyard where I don't want it to die.
Right.
There's a, you know, where the German Shorthaired is, he's basically created a horse pen.
Right. Right.
You know, how do I keep what I got during this winter dry? Is there something I can do other than fertilizing and watering, or is that really the key?
That's the main thing. You know, there are specific fertilizers. Some of those it's a little early to put out, but it wouldn't hurt to put them out that are, it's called like a winter riser. Mm-hmm. And so the last number in, you know, the three numbers is going to be higher than normal. That helps promote strong roots so that it helps to get through the winter and looks better the next spring. So, you know, some grasses are really heavy feeders. Bermuda tents, Bermuda can be a pretty heavy feeder. Centipede's a pretty heavy feeder. You know, St. Augustine, gosh, you just almost don't have to fertilize it. If it's happy, it goes. So you don't want to fertilize St. Augustine a lot. So go to an independent garden center if you're not sure. Go to MSU Cares. You know, find somebody that really knows. Don't just run and grab a bag of anything and start throwing it because you can burn some stuff up.
Oh yeah, and you need the water, right?
You do.
When you're doing your fertilizing, yeah. I know you can read your instructions and all that, but if you know it's going to rain, do you want to wait for it to and just kind of throw it out beforehand, or is it okay to throw your fertilizer out earlier in the day when it's hot and then hoping that it rains? If it doesn't later in the day, you water, or is that going to burn it up?
That's not really
time lapse.
Yeah, having been in this business for as long as I have, don't ever count on Mother Nature to deliver when you think she's going to. If you throw that out and it happens to not rain and it doesn't get watered in or not watered in well, you can burn plants, grass. So, I mean,
and how long does that take for that to activate if you don't get the rain? Is it 3 or 4 hours or is it, you know, a day?
No.
Because we don't, you know, this time of year, it looks like it may rain and then it just blows right past you.
You know, if it's starting to sprinkle and you see a black cloud coming, then I say it's safe to do that. You know, and a lot of avid gardeners will do that. The general public, you know, it's best to get it out and go ahead and water it in. It's kind of not something you want to gamble with, you know. That's a beautiful spathiphyllum there from, that's Paula and Dentville. All right, I love this. I have three old apple trees. We got them. Man, they're on it this morning, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Nellie's not even here. That makes me feel good.
Well,
let's see.
Get our pictures up and rolling.
Yeah.
I'm getting our camera adjusted a little bit because I had a couple I'm adding today that were a little bigger than normal.
Right.
And
so
a big snapping turtle I wanted to share with you.
All right. Yeah. I don't have a name here, but he has some old apple trees. Produced 25 apples this year.
Oh, nice. Apple tree.
I was actually at one of the locals in my neighborhood last night taking some photos for today, and she has some apples too. And I'm like, okay. Generally, they tell people they don't do well here, but if you have the patience, give it a shot. You know, give it a try. Congratulations on 25 apples. That's pretty impressive. What type of grass grows in shady areas best? St. Augustine.
What about zoysia? How do you feel about it?
It will take sun, not deep shade, filtered light maybe, but St. Augustine is the trick. There's just no doubt about that. Let's see. When is the best way to start? Okay, they're helping me out.
There's your snapper there.
There's my snapper.
The snapping turtle. You don't know where you're getting.
Oh, there it is. Sorry.
No, I'm playing.
Wow, it is a snapper.
Yeah, that was about 2 feet. It was fun. It was a baby.
Did you take that?
Yeah, and I have a good video with it, you know, breaking a limb that I stuck up to its mouth. It was a pretty good one.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's, that is, looks like a hibiscus. Beautiful. Beautiful white hibiscus. So, well, let's talk about getting St. Augustine going in your yard. I currently have Bermuda that I just want to upgrade to St. Augustine. You can lay sod now if you want, if you can find it, but you better stay on top of the water. St. Augustine is one that grows together pretty fast, so you don't have to place it piece to piece. You can leave a little gap and maybe fill it in with some sand or something and let it grow together. I would recommend letting it cool down a little bit maybe before you do it, unless you're going to really baby it. You just about have to water it every day, and give it a week or so to get it its roots settled in when it's as dry as it is now. And that is from Bill in Grenada.
We got a phone call from Mr. Roy. He's ready for you to answer his questions about the tomatoes that are just getting hammered by the heat, but they're still looking good. Go ahead, Mr. Roy.
Good morning.
Our tomatoes, this heat has wreaked havoc on our tomatoes. They still look green in most places, but they're not blooming anymore. Now, we read somewhere to resist the temptation to fertilize during these extreme heat spells. My question to you is that true or not, or should we leave the fertilizer alone, and will they come back in September when this 96 to 98 degree weather goes away, or should we just...
Are they still pretty healthy, or do you have a lot of brownout? Or
pretty healthy. Some of them are spindly, and some of them are just as pretty and green as you've ever seen, but no bloom.
It's the heat.
At one time, they had a lot of brown at the bottom. I think we may have overwatered, but we cut all that off.
Yeah, it's
but we're not producing any fruit.
It's the heat. These temperatures are probably... You know, if you can keep them pretty until it cools off a little bit, then they might set flower. But when it's this hot, they have a hard time setting blooms. That's why now is a good time to plant fresh ones. We plan on doing that at our house this weekend. I had a bumper tomato crop this year. I mean, it was crazy good, but I didn't give up on them. I just pulled them up. I'm going to start over.
You're planting a fresh one in the end of August?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. If you,
that, oh, yeah. One more question.
Yeah.
Somebody said there are three varieties that really love hot heat that are good tomatoes that take extreme heat.
Right.
Do you know what three varieties those are?
Wow, there's so many out there. You'll see names like Heat Wave or Cajun or... any of them pretty much will do. I like to go with something that is a smaller plant, you know, like an indeterminate, a patio or a bush. But any of them you can get a hold of right now that are fresh, I would just go for it.
Okay.
They put those names on there. This is my personal opinion. I don't want to get into plant politics, but they put those names on there to encourage people to have the confidence to plant in the fall.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
so,
stay away from the fertilizer right now for the ones we've got, right?
Yeah. If you want to hit them with a little liquid feed to help green them up, if they're not real green, maybe do that. But don't encourage them to grow, because then what you do is you get all vine and no fruit.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I guess I should give that call-in number and that text line.
Everybody know how to get in touch with you today.
Right. So the text line is 601-879-4395 if you'd like to text us a photo or a question. And then the call-in line is 888-808-8637. Lance is determined I'm going to get those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
In my
at
head.
Some point, it's kind of like a baseball game.
Right.
If you don't tell them the score enough, people are like, what's the score?
Right.
You know, and I know when I'm listening to us, too, you would think I would know this number. As long as I'm sitting here and I'm not having to call it, I could tell it to you off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But if I had to dial it, I would be like, what is that number?
What?
Yeah, what is it again? And then I've had to look it up. That's the great thing about Google,
right,
or the internet. If you don't remember something nowadays, we can just go find it. I remember being a kid and going, what is that bird called?
Right.
What is that plant? Or where am I in the woods? And then you have to figure it out. And it might be 3 days later when it comes to you, like, oh, yeah. Now you just open your phone and go, I'm dumb right now. And what is it again that I'm trying to... And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you know, this is the nerdiest thing in the world, but I'll never forget when our parents got us a set of encyclopedias, and I wore those things out. I loved them.
Oh, yeah, the Britannica or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This image here I have shared is a big white flower with a kind of a maroon interior.
Yes.
All right, now it looks very similar to this other flower that you took a picture of. Okay, that.
That, now, no.
That's grown in a garden. Right?
That was in a ditch in Marshall, Arkansas.
Okay, cool. Well, that's why I wanted to ask you this here.
That is that's a hibiscus.
Okay, but it grows wild in the delta in the ditches.
There is a white, yeah.
They're everywhere.
They call it mallow.
Every year, especially if we don't have, if it flooded a couple years ago,
right,
or if we get a small flood, I always see these much more. So that's a hibiscus, a wild style, or what would you?
It's a perennial hibiscus. Some of them do, some of them don't.
What about this here? Now, that's a grass that grows in a field. It looks like a wild millet almost. It's a purple top with a bunch of fronds that are very tight, and it's probably about an inch and a half tall as far as the bud and the flower. But the length of the grass is probably 3 feet.
I don't know that one.
Good.
Look, I might can find it in here.
This is what this weird-looking thing is, what the bowl of that hibiscus is when it... I mean, it's crazy looking. I love that. It's one of my favorite things.
But you know what one species of that family makes, right?
What's that?
Cotton.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, these were old fields.
Yeah, so yeah. Love that grass. Yeah. As a kid, we would pick that one and chew on the ends.
Oh, yeah. There's
big old snapping turtle.
Two-footer, baby.
Two-footer.
It kind of carried on. I followed it for a while. Love a snapping turtle.
Yeah, me too. Tortoises. A lot of the photos I sent you today, well, some of them are from Arkansas. Some of them are from neighbors' yards. Some are from my yard. I had to take a lot of photos. A lot. So, what else would we like to talk about? Give us a call. We can talk about short day bloomers. Uh-oh, we're getting down to 20 seconds.
Break.
Something coming up is going
to
be me talking about fall blooming plants, short day bloomers. Lance, it's time to sow some more zinnias. Definitely.
Superior. It's more than a name. It's a promise that we make to our customers to provide you the highest quality U.S. farm-raised catfish at your favorite restaurant, your family reunion, or on your dinner table. Hey, this is Steve Azar, and I want to let you know that with Superior Catfish, you know the next bite is as good as the first, time after time, made possible by your friends and neighbors here in Mississippi. Remember, there's catfish, then there is Superior Catfish.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig, every time. You dig?
So how do you know?
Welcome back to the Garden Mama Show with Mark Peaches Patrick. Lance isn't even looking up. Look, Lance, that sounded like...
I love the Slinky.
Yeah, yes. I know, right?
It is a wonderful toy.
It is a wonderful toy. Lance, you know, Lance and Nellie are a little nervous when I show up because you never know what I'm going to have in this bag. Well, welcome back. Paula in Dentville wanted to tell you she was going to start streaming live here in a little bit.
I'm putting the snapper video up in this.
Oh, you have a video of the snapper.
I do. It's a beaut. It's a beaut. It wanted to be a little aggravated with me.
Where was the snapper?
Oh, in the Delta, you know, in the swamps.
Right.
Of the Delta.
Yeah.
And it was definitely, we weren't bothering it, but my lab, she is such a good finder of all things in the woods.
Yeah.
And so I had to get her away from him.
Exactly.
He wasn't too happy. He was on his way to the water, and we were abridging his fun, and so we didn't bother him. But I did harass him for just enough time to get a good little video, which I'm going to share with you here in 2 seconds.
Great.
Of him getting aggravated with me, and here we go. Oh, there we go.
Why didn't you use your finger?
Yeah. Your partner.
Yeah.
So
I noticed you put the picture I took of my zinnia seeds I put out yesterday, day before. Pulled up. My celery didn't make it, Lance. I thought it was going to.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
What is the key to things such as that? When you're dealing with a, very watery type of plant, you know, celery has so much water in it. I've noticed they'll melt, things like that.
It melted. You know, I kind of did an amazing job, if I do say so myself, growing celery this year. And I had cut it all the way back, given it all away to neighbors and et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I had two that were left. I sent the picture to Garden Mama, and she was like, nice. Well, then I went back a week later. Yeah, they were gone. It's just too hot. You know,
is there anything you can do to that? I've seen, you know, can you cover it? Can you find some type of way to shield it from the heat? Is it
not
a fan? You know, if you put a fan, no. Nothing's going
to
help.
No. Talk to Mother Nature and tell her to dial it back a little
bit.
Well,
that's kind of the way the squash were for me this year and last year, too.
Yes.
They just wouldn't put out any squash. Now, I know we had certain listeners that did have some squash, but the plants that Nellie and I grew, I think she had some little bitties. Mine never really wanted to. Had great blooms. The flowers were beautiful. This yellow, I got my yellow on today. It was just, I haven't been able to get any. I've been disappointed with that. I had a friend of mine that he just threw melon seeds out on the side of his house in the sun, and it grew melons. I'm like, why isn't everything that easy, Mark?
Well, you know, it's just not. The trick to squash is planting them early. Real early.
Well, we both did. We planted. I just could not. It wanted to grow long, and it wanted to have lots of flowers, but I never could seem to get it to produce any type of fruit.
If you don't have a real good pollinator situation, that doesn't help. And if it got real big and no fruit, it might have had too much fertilizer, maybe.
Well, and I tried to be very light. I wanted to see what it would do this year.
Yeah.
Because last year I did, I think, over-fertilize it a bit. It grew so beautifully, and then it just whittled in the heat and just kind of went down to nothing.
Well, I'm going to say try again.
Try.
You know, try again.
Don't give up, can you?
No, you can't. You definitely gardening. It is challenging. Don't give up. You better learn patience real quick.
What is the garden at the house looking like now? Because I haven't been over and by in a while, and you had, golly, before the heat, before the dry spell,
right.
Your tomatoes, everything looking great. How is it now?
Empty.
Eating everything.
Well, there's two. My eggplants are still there.
Okay.
And my thyme is still there. The lettuce garden.
Why do I always want to say it with a TH? Thyme.
Thyme.
I know it's spelled that way.
You're not British.
Is that how they say it?
No.
No, okay. I didn't think so.
No, they don't.
Every time I see that word, I can't, you know, I've been corrected so many times, it's not funny. I'm like, I know how to say it. I just, for some reason, I can't. I can't make myself do that.
We all have those words we don't say correctly, don't we?
I know it. I just can't say it.
I have a list of them. I have friends that remind me constantly. But I sowed zinnia seeds in that bed.
Yeah.
So they're really fast, and you know, I hate to say this, we don't eat all that much lettuce. I'd much rather have the flowers right now than have all that lettuce. And then I'll plant lettuce in there when it cools off a little bit. You know, but the thing about zinnia seeds, if you put them out, you got to keep them watered until the shell cracks and they start rooting. So it's a daily watering right now. I probably should have waited till it cooled off, but you know, us diehard gardeners, we don't care if we have to water a little bit until the water bill comes
in. And obviously we're coming into the holiday season. What is it that if you're wanting to plant things that you're going to showcase?
Right.
Whether, you know, colors.
Right.
I know pansies as we get later in the flowering world.
Right.
But what is the layer here that we're starting now if we're wanting to prepare for some of the things that are coming up? I mean, can you plant a poinsettia? Can you grow those wild? Or is this something you've got to go to Kroger and buy? I mean, I've always been curious. I know Nelly has.
Did you see me giving you this stink eye when you say grow a poinsettia?
I'm curious. I mean, Nelly's had one for, she's had Paul for God knows how long.
I have a group of friends that do that. Having been a professional grower, I'm not interested in that one at all. But, yeah, you know, if you have a leftover poinsettia, you're not going to see any in garden centers until the week right before Thanksgiving.
And where do they come from?
Everywhere.
But what do you mean everywhere? Like, where do people grow these in, like, farms? Or is this a batch process? Or is this huge? What is the poinsettia world like?
I've grown thousands of them myself, yes. They're growers. It's a really complicated crop. It is intense. So a lot of the smaller growers that were growing them for years are bailing out and letting the big guys do it. Because unless you do a lot, there's just not the margin is so small. It's not profitable. I've enjoyed growing them because there's a lot of science behind it. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's like a chemistry kit. You know, you have to constantly be doing something. But the stage we're in to get away from that Christmas one, because we're not even to Halloween yet, although all the retailers think so, is we're at the stage where you cut back your summer annuals, feed them a little bit. You know, in Mississippi, we got another bloom coming. I mean, I'm cutting elephant ears back because they'll be back up before it's all over with. There's a debate at the house right now about whether to cut some banana trees back because they're not looking so spiffy.
Now, is that one you want to – you have a banana tree.
I have a
big one. How do you protect it during the winter? Like, you know, I mean, because it looks like it's never been hurt in that regard.
We just cut them all the way to the ground and put lots of pine straw on them.
Okay. All the way down, so then you would cover – the base that would have been exposed with pine straw, and that gives you the coverage you're needing to protect them through the winter.
Yeah.
Okay.
And those bananas that you saw were gifted, like three of them to me from a friend of mine, and they've been there since the pool was built, and that was 6 years ago next month.
Okay. And well, so that's a good tip there.
Yeah, yeah.
On the banana side. And I know we have people that grow them out there. And, Ron, yes, love the Zydeco. Exactly. One of my favorites in the world.
What about the Slinky, Ron?
Well, yeah, that and the Zydeco, that's...
it's kind of perfect, isn't it?
Blown now.
Sorry, Nelly. Anyway, Angelonias, you know, impatience. I'm going to tell you now, because this is a topic in my world, in the garden design world, sun patients are not responsive to cutting back. They take a long time to grow back. You can try it, but I don't recommend it. Regular impatience, give them a good haircut and some fertilizer. They'll be back pretty in, a week or two, especially with this heat, and a little fertilizer. Let's see, Mike Kraft.
When is it time to trim your crepe myrtles back?
Crepe murder? Or?
Yeah. If you're trying to crepe murder them, you can do that.
Which, you know, I don't think it's murder, but everybody loves that phrase. That is best done in late winter, like mid-February.
Okay.
A lot of people do it in the fall, but that's really not the right time to do it.
I've seen a couple doing it. I wanted to just remind our listeners that there are better times than now.
There are.
I know you're enticed and you're going, wow, it's grown and I got to do it, but this may not be the best time for it.
Yeah. So Mike K. in Madison Yes, I can tell you what that is, and I love that plant.
What are we talking about here?
Is this a text that just came in?
It's a beauty. Okay, so let's describe that for our listener.
Okay, this is a furry-looking, spiky plant. Looks, the leaves look like lamb's ear. They're really soft. There's a lot of lore about this plant. That is a mullein. I love that plant.
It's a mullein?
Mullein.
How do you say
M-U-L-L-E-N.
Like Dan Mullen.
Yeah, okay. Sure. And when that bloom dries, some of the, you know, native tribes and things would use those blooms for torches, like to go into a cave.
Okay.
Because the end of it gets
like
real
waxy or something?
Well, just real brown and dry and very, oh gosh, what's the word? I mean, substantial. Mm-hmm. You put four or five of them together and wrap a piece of anything around them and light it. You know, you could go into a dark space or, you know, I don't know, not a nightclub, but, you know, like a cave.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, and the leaves themselves are really soft. And I think it was used, some people, I want to say they call it rabbit tobacco back in the day.
Rabbit tobacco.
Something like that. Wow. Nellie may correct me on that. But yeah, that is a mullein. It's a great plant. And there are actually some hybrid mulleins that are designer colors that are really pretty, that don't get as big as that one. That stuff grows everywhere up in the Ozarks where I'm from. One of my favorites. So thank you, Mike.
I'm going to get that image up for us in a second.
Yeah.
To do some.
And there is some autumn joy at one of my neighbor's houses. Last night I snuck over. I bet she was gone to dinner with her husband. And I'm like, I'm going to go down the street. That was in her yard. That's a beautiful hibiscus. I was just stalking my neighbors, you know. Some of them I let them know I was coming. Others I just showed up.
Well, you got the night blooming cereus pictures from Nellie, I'm sure. You saw the beautiful
that
night bloomer.
Mine's blooming too.
Yeah, so is that what happens? They do it at about the same time?
Yes, it's a short day.
That's a really cool looking.
That's a short day thing. You know, that's cactus and succulents, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them bloom on day length. So August, September is kind of a everybody's night blooming cereus is going to be blooming. I got mine from a lady in Kosciuszko. No, where were we? Anyway, Nellie and I were up back in the spring, and that the night blooming cereus I have is actually named Mr. Joe after the man it came from, who is the first person I ever worked in the green industry for, and he's got two blooms on him. One was open this morning and one night before last. So that's kind of a triumph for me, definitely. Let's see.
Have there been any projects that you've been involved
I am.
With, you know, lately that you want to mention? Because I know you out and about.
There's one
to see
that
everything that's going on in the world today, in your daily adventures.
Yeah.
So what have you seen, and what are you experiencing right now in the market?
In the market, well, it's let's try to keep this stuff alive until pansies are ready. You know, mums will be the first thing to show up. But oddly enough, there is a pretty big sector of people out there that just don't like mums, you know. So it's kind of like keep pretty, you know. If we can make it till the 1st of October with what we have now, then we can start planting cool season. I don't usually plant pansies personally until around Halloween or after. But you'll start seeing them, you know, in the marketplace. Maybe as early as mid-September, because a lot of them come in from up north, you know, and they're growing them up north.
And that's what I was going to ask you. That's a northern type
yes.
of growing flower,
yeah.
where they're going to grow a little cooler environment during the
right.
summer. So this time they're coming in kind of ready to roll as the weather here gets a little cooler.
Right.
And they can stand it then.
Exactly.
I just wanted our watch.
Oh, yeah, there's the mullein.
The mullein. So
love it.
If they're going spelunking anytime soon,
yeah.
take a whole wad of these, light them on fire,
yeah.
and go into the cave and enjoy yourself.
I did some spelunking as a teenager, and if my parents or any of us kids' parents had known, they would have.
You're an Arkansian, so, I mean, up here, up in
No,
Missouri,
I'm a Missourian.
Missouri, up in that area, there's caves everywhere.
There are.
I think there's probably Bigfoot living up in there somewhere.
You think? Yeti, Bigfoot. Let's see, what else can we talk about today?
Well, we got
a break. Quiet. We got a break coming up.
We got 30 seconds till our break, so.
All right.
You're in charge.
Well, this is Mark Peaches Patrick. Come on back. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor, Executive Director at the Mississippi Department of Rehabilitation Services. Our agency works to help those we serve prepare for today and plan for the future. One way we do that is through the Mississippi ABLE program. This program provides the opportunity for individuals with disabilities to invest their money in tax-advantaged savings accounts without the fear of losing their public benefits. You can learn more or sign up by visiting MississippiABLE.com. That's MississippiABLE.com.
Please do not use gas appliances for purposes for which they are not intended. A gas oven should never be used for heating purposes. Never store flammable materials inside. The Mississippi Propane Gas Association takes pride in keeping your home or business protected. We ensure that our products are delivered in compliance with the highest industry safety standards to safeguard your family, your property, and the environment. Our dealers participate in the industry's best practices for propane usage and promote consumer safety education. Visit mspropane.com. Energy for everyone.
Stop by.
Welcome back. This is Mark Peaches Patrick setting in for the Garden Mama on Super Talk Mississippi. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Lance, that picture is amazing. I love an old wheelbarrow planted with flowers and a gazing ball. Come on.
That's nice. Yeah. I'm going to get those up here directly.
That's perfect. Going to collect seeds. Sure. Do it. I'm not a seed collector. I will throw seeds back into the beds and pray they come back. I'm too unorganized to keep seed. They'd get lost somewhere. Trust me. Trust me.
Sometimes it's like the buttons on this. You miss, it's just flashing, blinking lights. Yeah. And I do have and learning this stuff is always a challenge. And
it
kind of reminds you of the airplane clip where Shatner goes crazy.
Blinking, beeping, and flashing lights. Blinking and beeping and flashing. They're flashing and they're beeping. I can't stand it anymore. They're blinking and beeping and flashing.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I had to.
I should probably give these numbers out again.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Lance.
Yeah.
So the call-in line is 888-808-8637. And the text line, if you want to text a picture or a question, is 601-879-4395.
Excellent work there.
I'm learning.
Anytime I play the blinking and flashing lights little clip, you'll know.
That's hilarious.
We have business to tend to.
Yeah, thank you. I like that. Yeah,
Paula sent in some beautiful. What is that?
I'm seeing marigolds.
On the screen. Look up at
petunia. Oh, no, that is the spathiphyllum that I mentioned earlier.
Spathiphyllum, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it looks like it has an extremely waxy,
beautiful
dark green leaf. Is that going to stay like that through the winter, even if it were exposed? Or do you need that up under an enclave or a roof or something to protect it?
That is a low-light plant.
Okay. So front porches in the shade, those types of things, or under a tree, because it's a beautiful plant.
Back in the day, I hate that I'm old enough to say that, it was referred to as a closet plant because you could put it in a closet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. That is a shot of our roses that we cut back about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, marooning up. They're growing.
Yeah. It's not too late. If you need to cut your roses back, cut them back. They're going to flush again. Sometimes the blooms on roses in the fall are prettier than the ones in the spring, depending on our weather. But yeah, that's all new growth, and that happened like
fast. Are you going to get as many blooms? You know, because I can tell you the summer blooms were amazing.
Yeah.
On the roses this season,
it's been a good year.
It was really good year. Should you expect to see as many in the fall bloom?
Yes.
You could. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Because that was an amazing season everywhere. I mean, I noticed anybody who had pretty roses last year, it seemed like that whatever happened in the winter, it really seemed to help them out. Because they were booming.
I had a lady tell me years ago, she was a garden club lady, master gardener, all those things, president of the Antique Rose Society in Mississippi, or heirloom rose, whatever they call it, that if you cut a rose back hard, you can almost count on 45 days later, you should have flowers. 45 days. And I have tested that theory a million times, and she's pretty close.
All right.
She's pretty close. Because every time you go to her house, people be like, Natalie, how do you keep your roses so pretty? And she just smiled. So one day I said, Natalie, will you tell me your secret? And she's like, if I'm having a party, I go about 45 to 50 days beforehand. I cut them hard, and so every time people go to her house for a garden party, her roses are beautiful. So, you know, there's some science for you. Little tip. Let's see. We got another one. You do not mention. Look what you started, some Star Trek
stuff.
Oh, I know.
Well, right? I did. I wanted you to know that I went in and put the 1966 original Star Trek theme for our out music for this segment, for Nelly and our fans of Star Trek. So, the out song will be the original 1966. I always have that one ready to go. Things you learn in this world, you know, always have Star Trek ready to go. Flash Gordon is another one. It's always right there for me. General Nogatu. You got it?
So this is some fun stuff, Lance.
What you got?
You know, I just went on a trip to Missouri to see my mom for her 83rd birthday. Yeah. And on the way home, I stopped in Arkansas and camped solo.
Really? I camped solo on Mount Nebo back a handful of years ago. It was beautiful,
and
man. I love that.
My friends were like, you're going to do what? And I'm like, yeah.
You a good old boy. You from up there. That ain't nothing for you.
I camped in a two.
You an Ozark boy.
I camped out in a pop-up tent for kids to sleep, two kids, and it glows in the dark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you have your slinky? That's the question.
I didn't have a slinky with me. No, I didn't.
It was just, you know, forest fun. No slinkies allowed.
I barely got there before dark and then got up at daylight the next morning, but it was me, a bunch of toads.
Yeah.
You know, bullfrogs, cicadas. I was walking to the showers and the restroom the first night and walked up on a doe and twins. Scared me to death. It was great fun outdoors.
Yeah. I was out. I'll be going back to my camp today. Been back the last couple of weeks after work. Stayed till about 6 or 7 o'clock on Sunday and come on in. And missing that for a year, really.
Oh, yeah.
The cabin got destroyed, and it's back. It's good to go. But you know, the snapping turtles, the birds, just the frogs. Seeing all the crickets jumping around, and just that at a time at early morning or late afternoon, just in the woods or in a field where you can just relax and enjoy nature. And Netflix does work out in the field. So, you know, I will turn that on every now and again. But, you know, getting out, shooting the guns, having a good time, playing with the dogs. And, you know, you can't beat it, really. And taking pictures of flowers and all. I love
it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I did.
I'm more of an outdoor naturalist.
Yeah. I had a blast. And the crazy part of it is the lady camped next to me that I didn't know she was alone is a horticulturist who is a friend of a friend I met her the next morning, so we had coffee and talked about flowers.
Isn't coffee at a campsite the best coffee you've ever had? Like when you get up in the morning and somebody's got the coffee on,
right.
And they're like, hey, you want a cup? I'm like, yeah, of course.
I'll take a cup. I might have been having a mimosa while she had coffee.
This is the instrument that uses a slinky.
Yes.
If anyone knows about this other than... Who sent Ron? Yeah, Ron sent this from Ocean Springs. So thank you. I had no idea that there was an instrument that you actually did a slinky sits on. It looks like a wah-wah or some kind of a box you hook in and then you sit the slinky on.
Amazing. Why would you need that?
I love the old.
My
British synthesizer movement, you know, where they took normal instruments and turned them into a keyboard. I actually like that stuff. And so I'm curious what this sounds like. I'm going to have to find it.
There's Elvis. You really ought to put that cat up because that cat looks like a cat that I have a close personal relationship with named Pearl Ann.
Oh, the cat's going up there. Don't worry.
Part Siamese, blue eyes. Yeah,
well,
she's pretty.
We got 30 seconds, so you got to roll us out here.
All right, 30 seconds. Well, this is Mark Peaches Patrick setting in for Nellie Neal, the Garden Mama, on Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be right back.
Running a business is tough. If you're struggling with HR benefits and payroll, you're not alone. Many businesses just don't have the resources to keep up. That's where MWG Employer Services comes in. We provide a full range of employer services with everything from payroll to benefits to HR services and compliance and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget. We're a Mississippi-based company that can help you focus on what you do best, growing your business. Call MWG Employer Services today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWG Employer Services.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig, every time.
We've sent that.
From the trees over your head to the lawn you hate to mow and everything green in between, Garden Mama's here to help you keep on growing. Still the empress of everything green. Here's your horticulture maven, Garden Mama Nellie Neal, on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good morning, everybody. This is Mark Peaches Patrick setting in for Nellie Neal, the Garden Mama, on Super Talk Mississippi. And we're going to talk about a little business here that I'm excited about, Nellie's excited about. Some of the things I've been doing. October the 6th, I believe. Excuse me, the 5th. October 5th is the Bottle Tree Tour in Fondren. Nellie is super pumped about this thing. I'm super pumped. You know, if you've never been to the Bottle Tree Tour, go find it. Go online, go to Nellie's page. She promotes it. I'm going to be promoting it. She's going to be live from the Bottle Tree Tour. I've got friends on the Bottle Tree Tour. It's a lot of fun. You know, the whole keep Fondren funky thing and the Fondren Renaissance and all that that's been going on for decades, you need to go. It's going to be fun. Some of the fun things I've been doing is just hanging out in some really great yards, from giant concrete lions to bottle trees to... gosh, just all kinds of fun stuff. Magnolias that, you know, I was under a magnolia tree in Canton yesterday, Lance, and that thing is huge.
I love a magnolia flower.
Yeah,
it's
me
just
too.
So complicated and beautiful. And,
yeah.
So many artists have captured it. It's just, yeah. It doesn't, though. I don't care how good you are as an artist. You seeing that full bloom, heavy flower
right.
all the prehistoric grandeur to it. It's something that you have to hold in your hand.
The small ones, the smaller magnolias get overlooked, though, because, you know, the big one is so, you know, the Grande Flor is such a show-off. Some of the smaller ones are just as pretty. You know, they really are. Wow. People in your yards, I've seen pots this week that talk about neglect. Yeah, when you go in and they're like, can you make this pot pretty? And you want, you just smile and say, oh, yeah, give me a minute.
Everything out of this.
Yeah. I'm Mark with Southern Charm Garden Design. I'm about to wave my wand and make this alive.
And that's good that you can do that.
Well, it's challenging. You know, some days it's pretty stressful because, you know, I kind of put the bar kind of high on myself, so you have to.
Well, you want to, really, as a perfectionist,
yeah,
somebody that
I am.
Wants to have, the, you know, have it all look the way your client wants it to. You know,
exactly.
You serve the
exactly.
client, and the client's got to be happy. And that goes for, you know, our listeners, too. We try to, you know, cater to what we know you guys like. And if you send us images and you comment and have questions,
right.
We love that because we love to know that you're engaging and we're doing the job that you want us to do. And that is answering questions. So if you have any of those, like Mark said, you got a question about how to make this pot pretty again.
Right. Yeah.
This
you
is
know,
the guy you want to ask.
Southern Charm Garden Design. You can catch me. Best thing to do is drop me a text at 601-832-3940. And then we'll start there.
Leave a name, right? Make sure that you got a first name.
Give me a name and address. Addresses always help, you know. And I get a lot of texts from just, you know, random people. I'm like, first of all, where are you?
Well, yeah. People will be entertaining a lot as we come up through the holiday season. What do you do anything, or can you help people if they're trying to really get that, that curb appeal, or they're trying to maybe even get their, let's say, interest rates drop a little bit in September, November, or, you know, October, people want to sell their house.
Yeah,
can you help them with that?
I was at a house this week, you know. That was the main reason I was there. Was that it's about to go on the market, you know, and curb appeal is everything. And, you know, a little truck like mine full of flowers can sell a really big house really fast, you know, and it's not a real big investment if you're trying to sell a piece of property, you know, especially if it needs fluffing up. So just text me. All right.
One thing I want to say today, because it is the day of the event, and you have a dog adoption Animal Rescue Fund of Mississippi event going on August the 24th, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Great annuals, all great sponsorships out there. But it is a good event for adopting dogs. And if anybody's curious, go out there and just find it on the internet. But you have an event going on today. So that is going to be in Jackson, Mississippi, a dog adoption event, 11 to 2 p.m. So if you're interested in adopting a pet, I'm sure those pets would love to have you as an owner. We have the best listeners and the best people that tune into this show, and I know there would be a dog out there that would be like, man, thank you so
much
for
bringing
me into your life. I love you.
If I had the patience for one more, I'd have another one. But, boy, the two we have, they're a handful. So I had a gentleman. He wants to repeat the dates of the bottle treat.
Definitely.
That is October the 5th and 6th, I believe. In Fondren, so October the 5th, and Nellie will be down there from 8 to 10. I'm not sure what time it actually starts, a little bit after that, actually. Tickets are very reasonably priced, you know, and you get a map, and you can just spend the day. You can go to as many yards or go back to yards. You'll meet the people that live there and see all the fun stuff. It's not, you know, bottle trees. It's all about bottle trees, but it's actually all about gardening style and what people do to the yard to dress it up a little bit, you know. And it's a lot of fun. A lot of fun. All right, Rebecca.
As far as the bottle tree festival and celebration, what do you love the most about it? What is it that, you know, is something that our listeners that have never been would appreciate you telling them so they can go, man, I need to make plans to go do that?
There is a real sense of community. you will run into old gardening friends. You'll run into new gardening friends. You will, the cross section of people that are at the Bottle Tree Tour is amazing. You know, sometimes it's a minivan full of, you know, gardeners from Madison, and they all ride down and spend the day and grab lunch in Fondren and just tour yards. To me, and seeing what other people think is pretty, you know, because, you know, Fondren gardening style is not everybody's style, but maybe, you know, just saying, maybe you're a little too uptight in your yard. Maybe you need to go down there and see what you can do that might add a little pizzazz to your style you already have already. That, you know, that's two good points, but there's just a lot of great stuff. I mean, it's a lot of fun.
So it's kind of like I put the picture up of Dottie or the image. It's kind of a tug of war.
It is.
Between coming to town and enjoying maybe a lunch versus walking around and enjoying all of the beautiful homes and flowers. And then you have bottle trees, obviously.
Bottle trees, lots of yard art.
I know a little bit about bottle trees, but isn't there some kind of superstition involved in bottle trees?
Yes. I want to say that the bottles, if like an evil spirit or an entity comes into your yard, they will get into the bottle and they get stuck in the bottle.
Yeah.
You know?
A little hoodoo voodoo.
A little hoodoo voodoo. Yeah. You know, it's like...
We're in that kind of neck of the woods.
It's like the gazing ball, you know? It has voodoo hoodoo
what
history,
What do you put
too.
In your garden, though, to... As far as the hoodoo voodoo, what do you put in there to make it grow? What kind of talisman or is it a garden gnome or I mean is there something you hang in it? I know you have to know this stuff. I mean,
Well, yeah.
What is the superstition in gardening?
Oh,
what
wow.
do you put in there?
There's so many. You know, there's the bottle tree. There's the witch ball, which is you know what most people a witch ball is the same as like a floating glass buoy for a fishing, right? Which eventually became the gazing ball. And I think the lore there was a reflection. The spirit sees its reflection, it leaves. I had a lady in New Orleans when I was living on the Pearl River and I had a snake problem told me to get an alligator head and put it above my door and to burn a leather shoe in the yard.
See, this is the kind of information that you tune in each Saturday.
And you want to know if I did it?
I do, actually, yes.
I did. I don't know if it helped with the snakes, but it made me feel better. I thought I had actually done something. You know, garden gnomes, I'm not exactly all sure of all the lore behind the garden gnome. But there's a lot of really fun, you know. That's something, you know, go do some research. There's so many different ones. And there are, you know, there are saints. There's a gardening saint. I want to say it is St. Fiars, maybe.
Again, this is the information I need.
Yeah.
And our listeners. So who? St. what?
Fiars.
Fiars. I've not heard of this one. What is Fiars?
The gardening saint. Okay. He usually has a shovel in his hand. I actually have one.
Where do you find this guy? Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
A guy, okay.
Do you know any girl saints?
Well,
there's
Saint
probably
Anne,
there's a
Saint
few
Anne,
Saint Anne, yeah. I mean, I know, of course, I know all the guy saints.
I think my mom is a saint, so she's Saint Anne.
I've heard your mom is a saint.
Yeah, she is.
I haven't met her yet, but
you'll be one of the few that hadn't probably. No, she's amazing. She is Saint Anne to me, though. So,
but you know, I did some research on that one time. Like, what do saints mean? Well, you know, what does this saint stand for? And after about 45 minutes of reading, I was like, okay, I'm going to have to do these one at a time. Definitely. So we got a recipe for a kill off pepper vine. Okay. She said 2 tablespoons of salt, 2 tablespoons of Dawn dishwashing liquid, and 1/2 cup of vinegar. Yeah, that's basically a homemade weed killer. And it does work. I think Nellie uses the vinegar thing quite a bit. Mm-hmm. You know. Hey, if it works, do it. All right, what else we got going on? We talked about short days. Fertilizing water, gosh, there's so much. Get out, people, and do some maintenance. It is so hot. It is so hot. I'm watering all the time. You know, use some liquid feed. Use some fertilizer. crepe myrtle bark scale is becoming real obvious now because the crepe myrtle are starting to defoliate. And you're seeing those black trunks. You know, if you don't know about crepe myrtle bark scale, you might need to find out. It's about time to start using some oils and things to suppress it, but it's still a little too hot. There are things you can put out there, but it's not the right time. You probably need to wait. And definitely put on your list to think about planting fall vegetables. The end of August and the 1st of September is the time to start putting out cabbages, lettuces, tomatoes, you know, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, if you're going from seed. Now, if you're going to go from with plants on those cold crops, you need to wait a little farther into the middle of September, 1st of October, middle of October, then go with your cold crops. But if you're a seed planter, you might want to get going on that. Just know that there's a lot you have to do in order to keep the soil wet enough and the seeds wet enough so they'll germinate. There's a lot of tricks. You can use straw. You can use burlap over your seed. Keep the burlap wet until the seeds start to germinate. Pull it off. Get them some sun exposure. But definitely keep the water to them. Let's see. That's our pepper vine. Lance is throwing up all kinds of photos. That spathiphyllum is awesome. Let's see what else I brought. If you haven't been to a state park, go. I was telling Lance about my trip to Missouri and Arkansas. There's a lot of beautiful wildflowers going right now. I saw all kinds of pretty milkweed, the morning glories, passion flower. Yeah, Lance just threw up a picture of some gumfrina that I planted this year. It was a good year for gumfrina. It was a good year for roses. As bad as it is now, we really have had a pretty good year. And it's not over. It's definitely not over. So let's talk about lawn maintenance some more. Nellie wanted me to talk about sod, about pre-emerge, fertilizer. Start looking at your scheduling on those things. You know, you can get a pre-emerge out now and start working on those winter weeds that actually it's not that far away when they're going to start popping up. You know, I am struggling to get Bermuda to stay alive right now. Keep the water to it. If you're laying sod, just water, 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 water. Let's see. National Peach Day. I have to bring this up again because what I found out was all these super facts about peaches. Juicy, ripe, fresh recipes. Check into that. Check your local garden projects, get-togethers. Wells Fest is coming up, which is a good one. I've got an event coming up at the Cedars in September, September 21st. It's going to be a silent auction, a garden party. I'll be putting more information out about that. Lance is back.
Yeah, well, I mean, I do have a treat for you on the out. It's one of Nellie's favorite songs, and don't look at it because it will spoil it.
I can't look?
No, with the out.
I'll try not to look.
But Mannequin from Corinth, I was talking to him. He had a really good story about a dog.
Right.
And that the night before George Washington crossed the Delaware, apparently had lost his dog. And it was a very high-end, hybrid, English type of dog. And we were just having a conversation, but it was a very interesting story I'd never heard before. Because that night, apparently, George Washington, while out wandering around worried about what was going to happen the next day, had a vision from an angel of some sort and told him, hey, it's all going to be okay. So he may have been out looking for his dog the night before crossing the Delaware. And found an angel instead. But I think the dog showed back up the next day, so, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There you go. Well, I've got surprises coming up after this break. This is Mark Peaches Patrick setting in for Garden Mama on Super Talk Mississippi, and we'll be right back.
With a gun and a rope and a hat full of hope, we planted our family tree. We got a hold of a pot full of gold bonanza. With a horse and a saddle and a ring full of cattle, how rich can a fella be? On this land we put our brand, our pride is the name. Fortune smiles the day we fire the Ponderosa claim. Here in the West, we're living in the best bonanza. If anyone fights any one of us, he's got to fight with me.
Bonanza! Bonanza!
Hoss and Joe and Adam know every rock is mine. No one works, fights, or eats like those boys of mine. Here we stand in the middle of a grand bonanza. With a gun and a rope and a hat full of hope, we planted our family tree.
Are you a business owner looking for help with HR benefits and payroll? MWG Employer Services offers a wide range of services and can create a custom plan that fits your needs and budget.
I was so overwhelmed with HR stuff. MWG Employer Services took all the stress out of it and even set up my payroll. I couldn't be happier.
MWG Employer Services is here to help you succeed. Call us today at 601-206-7966 or go to MWGEmployerServices.com.
You know that nowadays, most people go online to look at a business before they spend their money. But what if the online information about your business is incorrect, or even worse, not very flattering? If your online presence isn't great, you may be losing customers. SuperTalk Mississippi Media Digital's trusted and highly trained team is the answer. We're ready to work with you to help your business capitalize on the power of digital marketing. Call 601.
Stop by.
Good morning. Welcome back. This is Mark Peaches Patrick setting in for the Garden Mama on Super Talk Mississippi. Thanks for that, Lance.
All right. We got a couple of preguntas para ti. Can you cut back lantana now, and how much, and will it grow back?
Absolutely.
Mr. John.
Mr. John.
In Florence. So we're in this area. So.
You can prune it. You know, I wouldn't do a real hard cut, but if it's getting, you know, out of hand, go ahead and get the seed pods and the spent blooms off. Give it a little fertilizer. It'll bounce right back. That's a conversation I've been having with one of the contractors that I subcontract for, you know, and give it a cut now. It doesn't take it long to rebound, you know. If you leave a few blooms on there for the butterflies and the bees, they'll still be happy. And this time of year, there's a lot going on for them to eat on.
All right, Corinne and Jackson, great question here.
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. If I want to move a very old knockout rose, would October or November be best? I have already cut it back a lot, as Nellie suggested. And I know that I need to start cutting my shovel in out from the base in a circle a few weeks before I move it. So all that's been done. And if she's asking, can she do that with a knockout rose now?
October, November. November is even going to be better than October. Sometimes October can be really brutal with no rain. And by November, the days are getting shorter and it's cooling off. It'll be a lot happier if you wait.
All right. So we're going to roll over to Paula.
Paula.
From Dentville. Always gives us great images, great input.
And yes.
Thank you. And so I want to say one thing, Paula. Not everything in your yard is going to look amazing. Every picture you've ever sent us has. And now she's talking about, look at my pitiful grass. So it has been neglected for years. I'm trying to bring it back to its best. It's a mixture of all kinds of grass, getting more St. Augustine. I've used triple 10 to fertilize it. What else can I do? Oh, we keep it at a medium height, like number 4 on the zero turn. And we try to water, but man, that water bill. So what can we do here with this kind of yellowy lawn that she is worried about but yet everything else in her yard looks amazing.
Well, you're using triple tin, which is fine. If you want to green it up, you want to go with like a higher first number. It's been a long time since I've sold chemicals in a retail situation, but I think there's like a 28.55. You want to do more nitrogen to green it up, but just be sure and water it in really well. If you put that out and then water it really good, you know, and eventually you will start seeing a green up. It's not going to happen overnight. You have to have patience. But yeah, higher nitrogen, that'll definitely do it. And then when you start getting closer to wintertime, you want to go with that higher, lower number for root strength. So, and yeah, I saw that picture Paula sent you on Facebook this morning. Paula and I are actually friends on Facebook. That was a really good shot. She's about as bad as I am going out trying to get these artistic pictures. And what I was rattling around over here a while ago is one of the things I like about traveling is welcome centers. Look at this, Lance.
Wow, the wildflowers of Arkansas.
You want me to leave that with you?
That's like frameable.
You want it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I always.
My grandmother loved painting flowers. She was an impressionist, but when she would paint a flower, there was a blend of realism and a blend of impressionism that's hard to find. And I just loved her work in that regard. So anything with flowers on it, I mean, I grew up with, you know, paints and flowers
around.
It's like such a natural fit. So, yeah, anytime you find things like that, bring them to me.
Look, I got a whole stack of state park stuff. Go visit a Mississippi state park. There's some beautiful ones.
And I got my Res Life T-shirt on. It's
got your Res Life.
So I wanted to mention this to you because maybe we have someone listening out there that has the power to do this. But if I've got to stop at those dual lights now, on the Rankin County side of the reservoir every day when there's no traffic, would you hire Mark Patrick to come, like, put in some roses or something that I
in
can
that
look
ugly
at
spot?
In that ugly spot to sit here?
Yeah.
Please do something. If I've got to sit there, you're not whizzing past it anymore.
Are you talking about
right
my shaggies?
In the PD. Please, let's do something pretty there because you make a stop now for no reason.
Yeah, it's pretty bleak, isn't it?
It's a little bleak there. We could do something, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a great show spot, too, coming in from Ridgeland side to the Res Life, baby. We need to put a little something there.
Occasionally, there's a bumper or, you know, some roadkill, but other than it's pretty bleak.
It's some rocks on the right and a parking lot on the left.
Unless there's a ball game going on.
No, we could. I'm telling you, that's a great spot for something.
It really would be.
Yeah. So if you're listening, Mark's ready to work for free.
Thanks, Lance.
No, I'm playing.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? It does cost.
You're being so humorous. I got one for you, and I think Nellie would appreciate this one. What do you call it when worms take over the world?
I don't know. You got me on that.
Global warming.
Global warming. That's a good dad joke.
Yeah, that is a good dad.
I like that.
You know, I love that, you know, because Nellie has the theory about the ants taking over the world, right? Because, you know, they're so smart.
Yeah, well, they are, and they bit me about 100 times this past weekend.
Yeah, they're bad, too, fire ants.
The Delta ones are rough, man.
Yeah.
They can smell you, you know, 100 yards off.
Yeah, be careful out there, gardeners, because they are there, and they're angry.
Yeah, they're mad at you.
They are angry, angry, angry. So, we got any more texts in?
Let me see here.
Let's see.
Trying to get some pictures loaded up. We got to thank you, Lance and Mark. Y'all are awesome. No, y'all are awesome.
Yeah,
y'all
really.
Y'all are the ones that are awesome because we just get to hang out with y'all. And okay, let's see here.
We have disappointment in hummingbirds.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, what's up with the hummingbirds?
Well,
I've seen one.
There's a lot of stuff in nature right now. You know,
really
they may prefer all organic food. You know what I mean?
If there's plenty of it, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
When there isn't, maybe they will search for the feeder.
Yeah.
They've got to still be there, right? I mean, they haven't gone.
They haven't left. They haven't left yet. But now there could possibly be some different varieties that are, you know, heading a little farther south.
How far do they go?
Oh, gosh. Mexico. You know, there's a lot of been a lot of studies on that. There's, I want to say it maybe Rufus is one that they're thinking isn't going as far south as it used to because of global, you know, temperature change, global warming. So that, but they go a long way. I mean, they'll ride on the backs of big birds, I believe.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
They're smart.
They are smart.
They know what they're doing as far as birds are concerned.
Yeah, I love a hummingbird. Last night, I got dive bombed by a hummingbird moth because I have all those moonflowers.
Yeah, Hawk eats those. Yeah, he catches them and eats them. He almost caught a squirrel, too. I was like, yeah, you better be careful, squirrel.
Yeah.
He'll catch those big moths, man. He loves them. He thinks they're like, you know, a bird.
You'll appreciate this. Definitely, because you've been there and you know what it's like. But a couple of nights ago, a cicada had a run-in with a ceiling fan.
Ooh.
And a 9-pound schnauzer ate it.
Yeah, the cicada. Yeah.
I tried to save it, right. But I couldn't.
Yeah, they didn't fare well in the backyard this year. The cicada didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got Amanda from Pike County.
All right.
From Dexter. And I am pruning wild ligustrum from yellow flags and wisteria. And the photo that she did send has a few
chickens.
Beautiful birds in there.
Love
they look
chickens.
Delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Those birds probably have names. You better watch what you say.
But they do look tasty.
Yeah, they're healthy. Right. I bet they eat well.
Flowering vine that I can plant in a chain link fence. Kyle from Summerall.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You obviously want to create somewhat of a little barrier or something prettier than a chain link. And so what would fill it up, too?
And there's several things. Sun, shade, you know, if it's sun, golly, you could use Confederate jasmine, but you better be ready to keep it pruned. If it's a shady spot, you could use like an ivy, a helix ivy. Be careful. If you have chain link and you plant something too aggressive on it, it's going to be work. But if you really want to cover it up fast, you know, Confederate jasmine's a good one, and it's evergreen. It stays pretty year-round.
Will ivy work in something like that? I mean,
if it's shady.
Only if it's shady?
If it's shady enough, yeah. It doesn't really like full sun. Mm-hmm. You know, you can put honeysuckle on it, you know, and then you have...
Then you got food.
Yeah.
Make you some syrup for your vodka.
Do people actually make honeysuckle syrup?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Well, I'm sure they do, but you'd have to be pretty patient to collect that much.
You do. And you don't want to dilute it much.
Yeah.
Because, as you said, the more water you add to that, the more the flavor goes away.
And I'll tell you another good one, and I would stay away from it, but there is a wisteria. Not your regular native wisteria, but a dwarf version of it that is beautiful, too, that you could put on a fence. I want to say it's Waterfall, maybe. It's the name of it. Can't swear to that, but look it up. The Easter Eggers. She has colored eggs. Amanda from Pike County.
All
those are her
ready
color.
To
yeah.
Go.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. I wish we could have chickens. I'm afraid the dogs and the cats would get them. It looks like a lot of
a cat. Now I can assure you,
it looks like a lot of fun.
My two tabbies would. I don't think that the chickens would make it long.
No. Well,
unfair. It would be an unfair advantage to the cat.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on my professor glasses and look down here and see what the garden mama was talking about in her weekly newsletter. Let's see, garden sustainability and organic gardening. Yeah, you got. Can you back up to that rose you just put up? That is one called Rio Samba.
Is that the one?
That no, it's kind of orange.
Oh, orange, here it is. Yeah, I'm sorry, I was one off.
That flower is at a friend's yard. I went by last night. It is called Rio Samba, and this lady has the wildest yard. It's like 4 acres in cross gates. She has horses, goats. Last night she said she wanted to get some flamingos, and her husband got a funny look on his face. You know, I'm like, you know, I wonder if a flamingo didn't eat shrimp and ate corn, would they turn yellow?
Is that where they get their color from? I mean, you would know.
And she's like,
Yeah. All right, hold on. We got one here. We got one. Where can I find Zinnia seeds besides online? I've looked at Walmart, local garden center, and this is Brenda from Mendenhall, so she is in the area.
Brenda from Mendenhall. The local garden centers will start getting their fresh seed displays in any day now. Some of the
Where did you get that? Where did you get all the
mine? I got mine at a big box store.
Okay.
Yeah, they still have them. And I'll tell you what, if you'll go to the dollar store, like any of the regular dollar stores, if they still have a seed rack in there, if you dig, they'll have them.
Okay.
But they're always messed up because nobody straightens them, you know?
Yeah, it's a dollar store. I mean,
it's kinda, a dollar store.
Kinda
the
mom went off. You just got to be
patient. Yeah. Right, you know, there's
some of those are very organized, I've noticed, and some seem like they, you know, they're like, hey, man, we're just too busy. We've got to just sell stuff.
I love to walk down the aisle at a dollar store on Saturday about 5 and walk down the toy aisle because it looks like a bomb went off.
Yeah, it looks like Toys R Us at Christmas.
Like, bam!
The people just give up.
Like, I love it.
We'll do this tonight. We'll settle this.
Yeah. But yeah, you can get Zinnia seeds online. But check around local. Check your big box stores. And the independents will be getting their new seeds.
Can you find the full height, you know, the 3 or 4 footers? Or are you looking at some of the dwarf ones? The dwarf ones grew very well last year.
I did a mix. I did several different sizes. And then I did
the same pot?
Yeah, it's cool. that 4x4 raised bed where the celery was.
All right.
And I did all the big ones kind of in the middle, and I edged it with little dwarf ones.
Okay.
I mixed the colors. I got some mixes and some favorite colors. They're so easy. If you've never grown zinnias from seed.
Oh, they're awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
One of the easiest flowers to grow.
It's the most gratifying thing in the world.
No, it is, because and I have some beautiful photos from many years ago. I grew some pinks that were about 4 feet tall, and I had to wire them to something to keep them from falling over, but the head on them was like a magnolia head. I was like, what did I do? Never been able to replicate that, but it was northern Mississippi, a little cooler summer. They weren't overly fertilized, but I did water them a good bit and had good soil. But, man, I've never been able to replicate that success.
Well, you know, they like it hot and dry.
I wasn't able to get the water to them very much. So, I mean, they would get rainwater. But, yeah.
Oh, wow, are you playing me off again? Already?
Got to.
Time flies. This is Mark Peaches Patrick setting in for Nellie Neal on Super Talk Mississippi. We'll be right back.
They say that California's falling, Detroit's burning, whole lot of trouble in D.C. town. Nothing pretty about New York City. Mississippi, take me to Ohio.
Think of all the comforts your family enjoys around your home. When you include propane appliances throughout your home, you can have even greater comfort, from endless hot water to softer clothing and cozier heat on cold winter days. With an all-propane home, you'll also enjoy greater efficiency and energy savings compared to all electric homes. Go to PERC.com and ask why propane. The answer will be clear. Energy for everyone. Propane. Visit MSPropane.com.
Hi, I'm Sammy the Shovel, reminding you how important it is to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig anywhere in or around any homeowner's yard. It doesn't matter if you're putting in a new mailbox, installing a fence, French drain, sprinkler system, even a flower bed. You need to call 811 at least 3 working days before you dig, or you could end up responsible for a water line leak, utility line with gas or propane, or even worse. Safety is in your hands. Call 811 every dig.
If your engine is a
Good morning. This is Mark Peaches Patrick, sitting in for Nellie Neal on the Garden Mama Show, Super Talk FM.
Hey, we got a couple of things we want to get to real quick.
Sure.
First and foremost, do I treat these hidden gingers like a banana tree? They're pretty big. I'd say at least waist high. Cut them down to the base and cover them up with straw during the winter. A hidden ginger.
Absolutely.
All right. We got that one knocked out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's easy.
The answer to that. I'm going to try to get this pick up in just a second, but check out this industrious little spider. found itself a worm. It's a great pick. And so that brings us to, why is there a spider and a vial right there?
I was at the dollar store last night.
And that is apropos for our, our image here that I'll get up in just a second. And then finally, I'm planting some dwarf zinnias around my tree next year. So, Paula, you are industrious as that spider is.
Yeah.
She has got some kind of yard with flowers everywhere.
I've got to go to Paula's yard.
Yes.
I really do.
Paula wants that far.
Paula wants to come to my house for biscuits with you, by the way.
Oh, nice. Well, pool party. I'm always game for a pool party.
Yeah. I wonder how many thousand people we can get in that pool.
I bet it would. It might be a health code issue, but as long as we don't tell anybody.
Well, full disclosure, this morning, I had a long day yesterday. I showered last night, got ready this morning, and right before I came to the station, guess what I did?
Mm-mm.
A cannonball.
Cannonball! can you jackknife?
Yes. Probably not as well as I used to.
I was better at the jackknife, I think.
Yeah.
Do you do the flips and stuff off the...
Not anymore. Are you kidding?
You seem like a wild man back in...
I did back in the day, yeah. Well, I lived on a lake. We swam all the time. Park duck. Gosh, we need to cover some things.
You go for it.
The Bottle Tree Tour. October. Yeah, be sure and be there. Everybody in Fondren has got a lot invested in this little... event. It's not actually a little event. It's a big event. It's going to be a ton of fun. I can't wait. Nellie, that is October 5th and 6th. Nellie will be there live.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a big time. We were trying to pull it off last year, and thank goodness we were able to do it this year because it was something that she really wanted to do, and we were able to have some great sponsors and be in front and center in this amazing event, and I'm so proud that we get to do that and be on site this year because it is great. And anytime you get to go enjoy, Fondren, gardens, maybe a little lunch, meeting people, like-minded folks that love, getting out and seeing things and beautiful stuff and meeting really cool people. I mean, this is what you do. If you want to do that, get out and go to this.
Other than just the whole thing being fun, my most exciting part about it is there's a new house on Meadowbrook Road who happens to be a close personal friend, and they're the newbies this year. The two of them, I've been helping them get their yard ready. There's kind of a competition who has the best yard.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and this friend of mine looked at me a couple of weeks ago and he says, I don't want to just do this. I want to win. I'm like, oh, gosh, no pressure.
Good old-fashioned competitive spirit.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And I should be back the first Saturday in September with Nellie. And that's why I wore my white glasses. Because you know what they say about white in the South, right, Lance?
You can always wear it after Labor Day. Isn't that
no, you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day. Come on. You know better than that. You know better than that.
Hey, I wanted to let you see the picture of the flower with the little white spider and devouring a worm there. So
that's pretty graphic.
Yeah, that's nature at work.
Yeah.
Those are our hidden gingers.
Love that plant. I need some hidden ginger, too. I shouldn't say that on the air because I'll get a million messages. Come dig some up.
Well, then you need to go do that.
It's pretty. Well, and that's another exciting thing. There's a little project going on I'm helping Nellie with, and she doesn't even know this. But this coming Monday, I'm going with a friend down to Florence to wrangle a ton of bulbs and plants for a project Nellie Neal has going on. I don't know if she's even announced it yet or not.
Some fried pies down there that are pretty good.
Those are the best. And you know what? I did not know that place had stepped their game up.
Oh, it's up.
Wow.
It is up. It is in the stratosphere. And I will say this. I had my birthday about a week ago, my 50th. So it wasn't a big group. It was just about five of us and gathered at Jerry's. Oh, my Lord. I ate my weight in fried catfish, man, and it was a. I hadn't been there since the 80s.
That was
something else, man. They did a great job.
I've eaten at Jerry's in the past, but I'm not patient enough to wait in line to eat catfish.
No, I got
I'm
there
so
early.
Sorry.
Did you get a lot? They sat us and we were like ready to go.
4 o'clock?
It was not that early.
With a lawn chair?
I didn't pull got to eat before, you know, get the early bird special. But, no, we were there about 5:30, 6 o'clock, and sat down and in and out of there in no time flat. It took more time to eat, obviously, you know, and than to do any of the other. But it was definitely great. So I got my fill on catfish.
I mean, I wonder how many years has that igloo been down there?
It's still in great shape.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
it's amazing. Oh, catfish, yeah. There's some Mississippi food
Sure. And I'm taking a 24-ounce ribeye to deer camp tonight. I'm going to eat half of it fresh. A friend of mine has a steakhouse out in Bolton. And I'm like, I've been trying to time it so I could get there when they're opening.
Which one?
In B-Town.
Big Town.
Yeah, man. So, yeah.
You ever been to Gibbs?
Not yet. I'm going to get the 24-ouncer. I'm going to eat half of it, and I'm going to make a steak sandwich, chop it up with a butcher knife, and that's going to be the second part of that.
I would make 3 meals out of a 24-ounce
steak.
Well, I'm
twice your size.
Well, yeah.
There is that.
There is that.
Well, how are we going to finish up today? I know you got some things you want to cover on the way out, and we got a couple.
You know, hey, Southern Charm Garden Design Service, that's myself and my sidekick, Jason. Give us a text, 601-832-3940. I specialize in a lot of stuff. Don't hesitate to call. I can handle about anything you can throw at me.
Challenge him.
Yeah, challenge me. I'm always up for a challenge, believe me. Oh, there's a bowl of peaches.
Yes, Trey. Thank you. That makes me want to make some syrup, you know, when I see those.
You need to check out that app I use where I found National Peach Pie Day. They have all kinds of cool recipes. You don't cook much, though, do you, Lance?
I mean, I'm a pretty decent. I mean, if I put my mind to it, otherwise, right. I'm really good at driving through a drive-through. That's my best at, honestly.
Yeah. Well, Lance and I had the fast food app conversation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You got all kind of points built up. I've done that with one of the pizza places. I think they owe me a pizza now. I've ordered.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
But I also want to say. Thank you for doing a great job today. I know the Garden Mama is sitting there listening to us going, well, they didn't totally derail the train. We didn't pull a Casey Jones barreling down the tracks.
Don't tell her that vial says poison on it.
No, that's what's in a spider's you know what. So, and Super Talk Mississippi, our amazing listener base out there, thank you so much for participating every week with us. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of this family. We love you to death. You're the best. Thank you for helping us out with Mark here and flooding him with questions and flooding him with images because he has a very descriptive mind. And I love listening to him describe things. So thank you guys so much for your participation today. And
yes, absolutely. I appreciate all the help. I hope Nellie enjoyed her day off. And this is Mark Beaches Patrick on Super Talk FM, setting in for the Garden Mama, Nellie Neal. Nellie will see you next week. Y'all have a great weekend.
The Garden Mama Show is a production of Super Talk Mississippi Media. Download past episodes at supertalk.fm and contact Garden Mama anytime at mamaonair@yahoo.com. Thanks for choosing the Garden Mama Show.
When it comes to returning money to Mississippians, Treasurer David McRae is on a roll. He's already returned almost $100 million in unclaimed money to Mississippians through the Treasury's Unclaimed Money Program. Now, he's refocused the state's college savings initiatives, Max and Impact, to emphasize technical, trade, and teacher-focused career jobs and skills Mississippi needs. Don't let another day go by without getting a jump start on a career or getting back the money that's yours. Visit Treasurer David McRae at treasury.ms.gov.
We have one voice, the voice of agriculture.
We have one job, growing the products you need every day. We have one mission, fighting for agriculture and rural Mississippi. We have you in mind, caring for your private property rights. We are the Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation, 100 years and counting. Become a member today at msfb.org.
Seems like
a Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.